Precious Holy Spirit, we're so thankful we've come to you in this journey. And all the Lord has entrusted to you. You began with us. We started with you. You're the one that showed us how to come into the right hand. You've taught us. You've trained us. You received of that inheritance. You taught us how to come into it. You've given us the knowledge of it, the wisdom in it. You taught us how to enter into a kingdom that's not of this world. And now you've been entrusted with that kingdom. That fullness that he received on the behalf of his body here, his bride. We recognize you're carrying that fullness. We recognize your ministry. We ask forgiveness on the behalf of your bride at large in the body of Christ. That they have shunned you. That they have shut the door. That we have sought to go build this kingdom in the natural with human sufficiency and human hands and human performance and human wisdom and human production. And we've denied your perfect testimony, for which there is no true gospel without it. It's your testimony of that spiritual kingdom brought into the earth, into manifestation and materialization. We welcome your testimony. We need your testimony. We believe in your testimony. We believe in your ministry. We believe that we are co-laborers with you. We wait before we try to build anything. We're not building in the natural. We must build with you. We're under your authority here to lead, to guide, to tell us what we do and what we cannot do. And we're also co-laborers in union with you. We provide the verbal testimony of what we see and hear. And we testify. We've spoken over 50 messages. Of the glories of the right hand of God, the Melchizedek government. We see a kingdom of kings and priests. We see a kingdom of manifested wealth in the earth, manifested power, manifested glory, manifested wisdom, manifested love, peace, and joy, dominion, blessing. But we recognize that it's not by our human might, our human power, it's by our human testimony and by your might, by your power. For that is your ministry, and we recognize it today. We recognize you, and we welcome you to bring our testimony. To bring your testimony and add it to our testimony. For our testimony is sure. For we have spoken the very words of Christ. And your testimony is perfect. Providing the evidence of a spiritual kingdom in the natural for all sinners to see. For even your body to see. Because we haven't seen this in a long time. So, Father, we spread the table. We call the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, and we testify to them that there is a real king priest sitting on the throne in Zion, that all power in heaven and earth has been granted to him from you. And that he has sent us bearing the message of his resurrection, of his kingship, of his high priest, of his position as king and high priest. The right hand of God, we bear the message of a spiritual kingdom with a king that reigns. We bear that message, Father. We speak the testimony of it. You've set your king on your holy hill of Zion. You've declared the decree. Thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee. Knowing Father, speaking of his resurrection, having ascended into the throne, it is there that he asks of you, the nations, he's asked of you the nations for his inheritance. And you shall give him, you said, the uttermost parts of the earth for his possession. Worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Jesus. For you have received the fullness of all things. You have received the nations and the mandate to harvest them. You've received power from on high. You have received wisdom for your church. You have received strength that's shed abroad in us by the Holy Spirit. You receive love that's shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. You have received riches that are transmitted and manifested here by the Holy Spirit. You receive blessings for which we have inherited all spiritual blessings in our heavenly seat with you, which blessings are also manifested by the Holy Spirit here. We need your testimony, Holy Spirit. We wait. And we have chosen not to build in the natural, not to build as mere men, not to build on the basis of word only, not to build with just our testimony alone, but to wait upon you, knowing without your testimony, there is no true gospel. For you bring the evidence of that kingdom here. Oh, fill us today, Holy Spirit, precious. Fill our spirit with the glories of the right hand. Fill this atmosphere with the glories of the right hand. Let all of that inheritance manifest here, manifested on our behalf. Where the rivers were dried up, let them flow again. Where the provision was dried up, let the supply coming from the glory, the riches that Christ received in glory, let that river flow in here with great provision. And let the gates of brass and the bars of iron melt. Let them melt like wax in your presence. We wait upon your testimony in this great courtroom of this earth system. For we have told the world that you are true and the living God, that you were raised from the dead. Holy Spirit, I thank you. You bring the testimony of that truth, the resurrection, the kingdom, the right hand of God. This is what we need. This is where we've come. This is both the end of a journey and the beginning of a new one. For we are in a room again, Father, waiting. Waiting upon the promise to be manifested, declared, testified. We recognize, Holy Spirit, what we can do and what you can do, what our mandate is and what yours is. And we know that is your mandate. That is your ministry, and we welcome it. We so welcome. Be not grieved anymore with the church that has virtually shut out the testimony and this American gospel that you would come again, bearing the testimony of those who speak and hear those things they have seen in the right hand of God. We have seen a spiritual kingdom. We see a government. We see the Melchizedek government. We see the Mount Hebron inheritance. We see the Capernaum inheritance. We see a transference of wealth for the establishing of your covenant in the earth. We see signs, miracles, wonders flowing. We see the blind, the deaf, the maimed, the lame. We see them being made whole. Being made whole. During this season, we see provision flowing like rivers of living water. See that supply being manifested and materialized before us. We see debts being eradicated. We see bills being paid. We see open, effectual doors of favor. Makes our mountain to stand strong. We see the net being cast into the sea. We see the fish harvest. We see it. We see bread being multiplied. The evidence of a kingdom. It's not of this world, but manifested in this world. We see that ministry, Holy Spirit. We see it. I want you to take a minute. What are you seeing right now? What do you see him testifying of? Has the enemy clouded your vision? Let him remove those clouds right now. What do you see and hear? What is the testimony of what you see and hear? What is it that he has come to manifest on your behalf, to materialize? For we speak. We see the mountains, debt, poverty, lack, need, and destruction leveled. We see ourselves standing on those leveled mountains crying, "Grace, grace." It was all by grace. It was by the might of the Holy Spirit that leveled those mountains. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. You forgiveth all of our iniquities today. You wash us from head to toe. You wash us offenses, unforgiveness. You wash us from sins of the flesh and the soul. You wash us with the pure water You wash our minds and our hearts. You healeth all our diseases, all sickness, infirmity in our body. We testify that He's inherited power. Surely He has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains, and by His stripes we are healed and made whole. Holy Spirit, we thank You that You supply the testimony from heaven of a healed and whole body. You redeemeth our life from destruction. We see that You've delivered us from the snare of the fowler, financial destruction. We're redeemed from it. It is our testimony. We reject the circumstances that have spoken otherwise. We reject the care that we've taken over it. The worry, the anxiety. We reject and we testify that our God, our Father, supplieth all our need according to the riches and glory of the Lord Jesus is received in the right hand of God, manifested by the Holy Ghost. Those needs are being supplied now. That those stubborn debts that were not movable in the past are now being moved by the Holy Spirit, materializing what we see and hear from the Word of the living God, materializing a debt-free atmosphere in our life, materializing the kingdom of God that is upon us with no more bondage and chains. All bondage and chains are broken, severed from the system of mammon, severed from mammon's ploys and system. A government of kings functioning under inspiration and power of the Holy Spirit, manifesting financial breakthroughs, rivers, financial increase and multiplication into the nations. The release and the birth of that kingly anointing, the birth of that evidence, the supply of the testimony of the Holy Spirit, supplying the testimony of what we have seen and heard. We are a generation of kings. We are a generation of priests. We are more than conquerors in this earth system. Thy kingdom come and be manifested in this earth. Holy Spirit, our friend and our comforter and our confidant, You stand by our side, co-laboring with us, providing the testimony. Lifting us out of the miry clay. Lifting our feet out of the miry clay, out of the many waters that's surrounding us, raising us above only and not beneath. Raised together, made to sit together, for our gates of dominion are open this day. Father, let the riches transfer and manifest. Transference and manifestation. The provision, wealth, increase, divine multiplication, transference today of the blessings, transferring and materializing the power of the Holy Spirit transferring and materializing here and now. Kingdom that cannot be seen shall be seen. We are your servants of these things, Father, serving a kingdom that cannot be seen by this world, but shall be seen. We are your servants of these things. And now you call us friends. Sabronde si shuramande kalandi. Open these gates. Let this testimony release. Let this government birth into visible manifestation of what we've believed in spirit. Our eyes have seen you without seeing you. Our ears have heard you in the spirit without the audibleness. We have believed without seeing. Now we will see. Now we will see the manifestation of this great invisible kingdom. Even in this month, even in these days, that all the crooked places be made straight. Straighten them out, Holy Spirit. Straighten it out. Bring all the alignments so everything can flow. Out of our belly, out of the kingdom of God within us, flows this day rivers of increase. Rivers of the miraculous. The Holy Spirit pouring out from the right hand of God through the kingdom within us, pouring out the manifestation and the materialization of the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is in the days of manifestation. You inherited a kingdom, and we are servants of it. Let it come into the earth. Let it manifest everywhere. Let it manifest in all things. Fill our lives. Fill our generations. Fill the atmosphere of this place. Fill our businesses. Fill us with the fullness, the hope of your calling, that fullness transferring into the bride, transferring into the body, transferring into this jurisdiction. Fill this jurisdiction with the kingdom. Everything that's dead, let that river flow. Breaking from the right hand of God. Breaking from the right side of the temple. Flowing past the ankles to the knees. From the knees to the waistline. To the neckline. Overhead, swimming in the river of the Most High. Atmosphere of heaven, fullness, having filled, brought into the jurisdiction, filled to the ankles, the knees, the waistline, the neckline, overhead, with the fullness, completely emerged and submerged into the fullness, turn that great river. Turn it. Turn it. Into the Dead Sea. Everything that's dead will live by this great river being administrated by the Holy Ghost, manifesting life everywhere. Manifesting life in our bodies, manifesting life in our soul, life in our minds and our spirit, life in this city, in this church, life in our financial affairs. These dry bones live again. Life in a powerless church. Let there be life. Let there be life. Let there be life. Holy Spirit, we declare and decree. So let it manifest. So let it materialize. So let everything transform to the glory of the right hand. For all these things are under your feet, Jesus. You're reigning king over this jurisdiction. All power in heaven and in earth has been granted to you from above. All power in this jurisdiction, every devil, every spirit of infirmity, every circumstance, every contrary wind, every boisterous wind, the winds of circumstance, everything that is not lined up for the glory of your right hand, let it come under submission. Holy Spirit, bring it all under submission. Bring mammon under our feet. Bring sickness and disease under our feet, out of our body and under our feet. Weakness out of our body and under our feet. Shame out of our soul and under our feet. All rebellion out of the church and under your feet. All condemnation out of the foundations of our soul and under our feet. Out and under. Out and under. Poverty mentalities out of our minds and under our feet. False belief systems out and under our feet. You are a manifested King, our King of Kings. We bow before you and we sit with you. We testify of your authenticity, of your resurrection. Authenticity of your resurrection. That you're very real and alive. And you will show yourself after your passion again. You will manifest thy glory again in the earth. It shall materialize before the eyes of humanity. For we are your servants of these things. We are eyewitnesses. Blessed are we that believe without seeing with a natural eye, because we see you all the same. We testify we believe it. We testify of its truth. We testify of its glory. We testify of truth. May walk in the glory of it. Replace the soles of our feet tread upon now as ours for an inheritance, because it's all under our feet. The goodness and mercy is upon us, Father. The atmosphere of the right hand, the fullness being manifested, being filled with the Holy Ghost, being filled with the fullness, transferring the glories of the right hand to us here into manifestation. Manifested dominion, manifested fullness, manifested inheritance. The inheritance is transferring into the earth now. These are the days the kingdom shall be seen again by all men. My kingdom, says the Spirit of grace, will be seen again. For these days have I waited and longed for the hour that is upon you. Rejoice for those things you've seen and heard. Rejoice for those things you will now see in manifestation. For this flower will bloom, says the Spirit of grace. This mustard tree will bloom. It will stretch forth its branches into the nations of the earth. This place will be seen in red of man, for they'll see it with their eyes. I touch it, for this invisible kingdom will be manifested in this jurisdiction, says the Spirit of grace. You are recipients of it all. For my Father has granted me the nations for mine inheritance, and every knee will bow, for the days of harvest are at hand. The demonstrations of my church once again, my son de la clason de a great light, shall you be, will light the dark that's been all around thee. The darkness shall run from its light. Assuredly it will run, says the Spirit of grace. For there'll be no more intimidation in this place. For the hosts that have sought to quench this light, they will assuredly run. They will run. As fast as darkness runs from the light, they will run. For I am being born in this place. What I've inherited on your behalf will release and manifest before your eyes. It is a great day of joy. Me cosendile Christi. For there is not a force that can stop it, says my spirit. Not a force can stop it. Horse Debra.